You're listening to an Ada's Books podcast.
Welcome to Parenting and Bonding with Children's Books. Each Tuesday in our Facebook community, we go live to chat with a children's book author about the magic of books. Each book and author was chosen with you and your children in mind. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy this week's author spotlight. Hey, hey, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We are here for our sixth episode of the Parenting and Bonding with Children's podcast. I'm so excited to be with you all tonight. Those of you in our group, you're watching it live, and then we send it out to YouTube and your favorite place to podcast to try to reach as many parents as possible. We're live so we can take questions and answers at the end of the group for our very special group members. So our message is simple. We believe that books are magical. They transform homes and they can help strengthen the bonds with our kiddos. We are joined by the authors that make that magic happen to find out the true intention behind the books. We want you all to leave empowered to up your game with story time. So today we are joined by the author behind the book, Riley Madison Discovers the Superpower of a List. Welcome, June Akers.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Quinn.
I'm so excited you're here, and I'm kind of like rushing to this, but I just want to let you all know that are watching that I like zoomed through this chapter book in one sitting. Always read the books first to myself, and then if I find them appropriate for Aiden, I'll read them to him too. And this is just going to be, I believe, such an enjoyable podcast session. And I'm excited to share June's work with you all. So let me just tell you all just a little bit about June. So June, it has 15 years of parenting, a daughter with ADHD, and she has three very active sons. So in writing her children's book, she comes with loads of experience. She has a bachelor's degree in elementary education and a master's degree in instructional leadership. And she loves working with kids, whether it's instructing in the classroom. And she teaches private piano lessons as well. And we love that. Yes. Hi, June. Tell us a little bit more about yourself if I haven't covered too much.
Oh, my goodness. You've covered a lot. Like, just, I mean, that's my life. Being a mom is one of my favorite things, something I always dreamed of, the hardest thing I've ever done. And then, you know, teaching, I love working in the classroom. I've taught first, third, fifth, and seventh grade. So I'm the oddball teacher, like all the odd years. And they say those are the hard years. That's my life. It's just, I've always just loved working with kids. Even when I was little, like 12 years old, I worked with children at my church, and I was the babysitter and worked at daycares. Like, I am nuts about kids. I've always just absolutely loved working with kids. And that's always been I knew that was my calling, is to just work with kids and influence kids. So, and this is my new calling, being an author. I never really dreamed about being an author. And then, you know, God put these stories on my heart. So I'm excited to write stories that will hopefully help kids, you know, too.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Isn't it funny how God just leads us to things? And it seems like you've been preparing for this like your whole life, working with kids for so long.
I definitely so. Yes, it's been a journey getting here for sure.
Yeah, we have that in common. I not the whole education thing, but I worked in daycares for quite some time, and I've always worked in education, just not directly as a teacher. So that's awesome. If you guys look behind June, you can see the cover of her book.
This is a present from my husband. I got it. It was just a sweet gift from him because he's really proud of what we've accomplished with writing the Riley Madison book. So,
yes, and who wouldn't be? Yes, we love how your family is involved in the writing of this book. Can you tell us a little bit more about the book and then about your illustrator?
Yes. So, So this book was inspired by my little girl. My goodness, probably when she was 7, 8 years old, we had had a rough mommy daughter day. And I just remember thinking I was the worst mom ever. And I definitely needed to pick up some more parenting books because it was not going well. So I, one night I was just, after our rough day, I was praying and just asking God for guidance to how do I help this little girl and how do I be the mom that I need to be for this little gift that God had given me. And I just remember like praying and then feeling this kind of like peace of, you know, like God was like, it's okay. Moms make mistakes. You're going to be just fine. And then it was like, tag. And you're going to write her story someday. And I remember being like, I'm going to write her story someday. No. I love being a teacher. I love being a mom, but there's no way. I don't even really like writing. And like, I never enjoyed writing and I don't like, I love teaching writing, but I, you know, don't even really having to grade all that writing is like, ah, I was like, you know what? But then I felt, you know, God is like, not now. But someday I need you to write her story. And so, if God asked me to do something, I would be obedient. So the years have gone by. Riley's now 15. That was when she was about 7. And like over the years, as I've just watched her and all the shenanigans she gets into, her whole world, you know, the life, her whole life, I've felt like God saying, oh yeah, that's going to go in her book. or that's more stuff for your book, because kids need to know her story and not just all the funny stuff that she gets herself into, because she keeps my life an adventure and she still does. But you know, you'll find out, which I think you already said, that Riley was diagnosed with ADHD. So we had quite a journey of like figuring out, okay, how to help this girl who has this brilliant little brain, overactive brain, easily distracted more than the normal average kid because of her diagnosis. So we had to really work hard to find, you know, good skills, good tools. I can't remember his name right now, but he was saying he loves tools, skills before pills. And he thinks that's really important to like teach those skills, because sometimes if those kids can master skills, sometimes you don't need the medicine if you can really get that under control. Mm-hmm. Of course, everybody's different and, you know, you gotta see what works best for your child. But so we really worked hard to get those skills. And so the skills that Riley learned, and she still uses today, she'll even tell you, like, this book was about, discovering the superpower of a list. And just today she was like, oh mom, on my phone, I found this cool app that has, I can put all these lists to help me remember what I'm doing. And I was like, that a girl, that's my girl, using her, you know, skills. So that's kind of the background of the story. The inspiration is, you know, my little girl and then all the skills and tools that she has learned along the way. So this is the first book is, yes. You know, the superpower of making those lists.
Wow. So, so many things there, because this book is so relatable and it resonated with me. So I read the book first and I felt like I needed the book even as an adult. And then I took it and I read it to Aiden and he laughed through the whole book and he learned so much as well. Cause you know, in our home, not only do we just read the book, but we talk for forever about it, which is a beautiful thing to have those conversations with our kids. But your book was so relatable. And, you know, Aiden, not that we know of, has ADHD, but neither do I. Well, neither do I. I was going to say but everybody can get very easily distracted. And we're living in a world, you know, where electronics are right in front of our faces, you know, all the time. Wi-Fi is everywhere. And even though most of us, well, some of us are still quarantined and we're all staying in the house social distancing, there are still so many things, you know, that can distract us. And so I feel like this book can really transform a lot of homes, especially with parents who may not think that their child is ready for a list. Or what a list can mean, you know, for their lives. I know Aiden and I, you know, he's 6, he'll be 7. We make lists, you know, at the start of our day. And so it's something that's very helpful. And this book is a great way to show them the power of it and what it can do. And so
absolutely.
It's just an awesome book. So you said that your daughter was the inspiration behind it.
Yes.
What was the process like writing the book?
Oh my goodness. I just thought that's so bad. I get that question a lot because, you know, there's some people that like, you know, they get their storyboard and they know where it's going. And This is my first book. And like I said, I'm not known to be a writer. Like, this is a story that I had on my heart and I had to get it out. But the process that I use, honestly, I'm like, I sit down on my computer and I literally am like, God, I am not a writer, but one of my favorite quotes is, God doesn't always call those that are equipped. He equips those he calls. So I'm like, God, you've told me to write this story. So please equip me. Give me the story that you want kids to hear, that parents need to hear, inspired me to write. So I literally sit at my computer and I'm like, chapter one. And then I pray. And then I'm telling you, it's so fun. Like, God just sends me the story, you know, and I do already have an idea. Like, I knew this book was going to be focused on the superpower of a list. And I knew always, you know, when you write a good story, you got to have like the problem solution and that. And so I have those kind of in my mind, but I really don't know where I'm going to start and I don't know where it's going to end. Like, I take it a chapter at a time. So, you know, when you read the book, you'll just see each chapter was inspired like one at a time. So I didn't really know what was coming or even how it was going to end, but I had so much fun, you know, writing it because it was completely out of my comfort zone. And it was just really cool how God just gave me the words to write. So it was neat.
Yes. Thank you for that. I can't help. I keep looking behind you at the at the poster. And I think I want to dive into the development of the character of Riley, because we go through a school day, like a series of days with Riley, and we see her preparing. It was the first day of school, correct?
Yes.
We see her preparing for the first day of school or half preparing, right? Because she didn't really.
Right. She wasn't really prepared, but
She didn't plan very well. And if you guys can see clearly the picture of Riley, you can see she has on like Mitch Max shoes. She has a pink one and a black one. And then she has on, what do we call a tutu? Is that what we
call? She couldn't find the shorts that matched the shirt. And so she just ended up pulling on a tutu, which that is so my Riley. Like, she's so impulsive. She's just like, oh, whatever, I'll just put this on. Like, and then she found, like, that's her favorite I love the superhero shirt because it kind of goes with the superpower. So she wore her cape, and she really did have, she and her little brother have those little cape, like shirts, t-shirts that the capes would like Velcro on the back. So that's those inspired the outfit. And her socks don't match, the shoes don't match. And, you know, the true story, like, because the stories are inspired by her, but actually she went to school and didn't even have her shoes on. Dang. Like, because I drove her to school and I was letting her out and I was like, all right, girl. She's like, oh, Mom, I don't even have shoes. So we let the other kids in the neighborhood out of the car, and then I drove back home so Riley could get her shoes. I'm just like, how do we get in the car without shoes? Like, how does this happen? You know, so anyways, but it happens in our world with Riley.
The first day of school is always an adventure, right?
It is. So, and I actually, speaking of Riley, I think I forgot to answer your first question. She is the illustrator behind this. So this is her art. So I forgot to mention that, with your first question. So, we being prepared for school, it's not just school, it's being prepared for life, for, you know, anything. And so and just going back to even family dynamics, we and Riley was our first. And even though I had taken all these child psychology classes and stuff to be a teacher, like, I was not ready to be a mom. Like, you know, I was like, she really should come in directions. They all should. It was just so extreme. My husband and I it even caused some tough dynamics in the home with me and Riley, with Riley and her dad, and even us as a marriage, because it's hard when you're constantly saying the same thing over and over again. And then you're frustrated with this little girl. And then, you know, once we realize, okay, this little girl has been diagnosed with ADHD and she really has a hard time staying focused, it made it a little bit more understandable. But, you know, we had another kid that came along, Lawson, and he, even though he doesn't have ADHD, my little guy still struggled with like having things ready and putting, you know, having things ready for the day before. So we we really did make the list. We had a little whiteboard, just like I wrote in the story. And Lawson was like 4 and Riley was right around 7. And so we made a list, and even Lawson used it. Like we had it, we had their nighttime list of brush your teeth, put your pajamas, you know, or put your dirty clothes in the hamper. They do not go in the floor, you know, and just stuff like that, that they just, I don't think kids realize messes or notice messes. And then when they saw the list, cause you know, kids don't mean to be disobedient sometimes. Now, sometimes they do, and that's something different. But a lot of times their little brains, you know, in the story, Riley goes to brush her teeth. She's being obedient, but then she gets distracted by all the face paint, you know? And so a lot of times our kids are not really trying to be disobedient. They're just kids, and they have these beautiful, brilliant little brains, and they're like sponges just learning it. Oh, what's that? And what's that? And so having these little lists helps them when they do get distracted, they can zone back in and be like, oh yeah, I'm supposed to be brushing my teeth right now, you know? And so the lists are just huge. And they really helped our home, our family dynamics, because when Riley would come down the stairs at night, instead of us being like, Riley, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this? You know, and it gets so monotonous. And then, you know, she might've done 2 out of the 4 or 2 out of the 5, you know, and then she'd be like, I can't remember. And so when we have the entire list, all we had to do was say, did you check everything off your checklist? And she would go and make sure she had all the checks done. And then she was a success, and she could say, and there are times where I'd be like, did you check everything off your checklist? And she would be like, let me go check. I'll be right back. And then I would hear her, you know, doing a few more things, but they were just huge for just making our home more calm and peaceful, you know? So, and it just puts the, you know, we're trying to teach our kids to be independent, because we're not always going to be there to remind them. And so they've got to learn to make these lists and get ready for life. And, you know, we're trying to set them up to be successful.
Yes. Yes. And there's power in also, depending on the age of your kiddo, like with Aiden, doing the list with him or allowing him to contribute heavily to what's on the list, right? Because it helps to hold him accountable.
Yes. You have to. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Absolutely. You have to hold kids accountable. Yeah. Like, I feel like they're always pushing that boundary of like, what can I get by with? You know, and if you're, and the list makes it so easy to just, you know, when you're tucking them in, oh, I see all the check marks are done. That's so great. And that, you know, it's just, and it's even a good way to positively reinforce what they're doing, because they need that, you know, so.
Yes, they do. Thank you. And you mentioned it just a little bit earlier, but so Riley is the illustrator. How did you guys decide? What was it? How did you make the decision? I can't even get it out. What was that process like?
How did we make the decision for Riley to be the illustrator? Or how do we? Oh, okay. Well, oh my goodness. When Riley was little, really, like, we're talking very young, like probably 4 years old, she wasn't drawing stick figures like the other kids. She was already really doing some cool art, you know, art. And so my husband were like, well, that's interesting. And, you know, with it being your first kid, you're like, okay, is this us just being like really proud parents, or is there something going on here? You know, because sometimes, you know, we are like, oh yeah, our kid is great, you know, and then when you see them compared to the others, like, all right, maybe that was, they're not as great as we thought, you know? And so we were like, okay, so we let her continue to explore art, and I got her, I mean, almost every, for, you know, birthdays, and she was getting all kinds of art things just to let her continue in that passion, because we saw something there. And then later on, we were able to, she loved art in school. And then I had a friend that was an artist, and she saw what Riley was capable of, and she was like, I would be happy to give her private lessons. And then it was funny, she was a stay-at-home mom at the time, and then she went on back to school working, and she's like, I'm not giving up, Riley. I'm going to continue with your daughter, because, you know, that, and that was just really, that, and just hearing people say that about your kid is like, okay, we're not biased. When I was dreaming up these stories, that was my, you know, my other dream is for her to want to, you know, for her to be an illustrator and want to do it. Because when I asked her about 3 years ago, she was like, Mom, that's really cool, and I would love to do it, but I am not ready yet. Because people, she always, doing faces and drawing people is very hard for her. And so she's been drawing dogs and cats and animals and all that stuff for forever. But she's like, I need to work on my faces and people a little bit more. And so I was like, sure, you just, you know, just keep working. And then last year she came home and her sketchbook was out and she goes, Mom, check out this. I'm working on my expressions. And she was drawing her friends. And I saw what she was drawing of her friends. And I recognized the friends because she had gotten really, she was getting so much better. And I was like, Riley, I think you're ready to be my illustrator. So that's kind of how it all came about.
That's beautiful. I love that she's your illustrator. Have you guys, in working together on this book, what have you learned along the way together? Have you discovered new things about each other on this journey?
Yes. Riley is a procrastinator. Because I'm like, Riley, we have a deadline. I need your art. You know, she's like, yeah, Mom, I'm good. I got it. You know, and she just has that artist mind, you know, where she's just like, it's all good. And she is just, and I'm the opposite. I'm like, I love there's a deadline. And it's like, if there's a deadline to me in my heart, it's like the week before. But to Riley, it's like, I have to, you know, that day, Mom, that day is the deadline, you know. So we are a lot of like, in so many ways, but in that way, it's, you know, that's been funny. Like, Riley, I need those pictures. And she's a perfectionist. So that's been fun watching her draw something and then be like, oh, I don't like this. And it's been fun to watch her really do her best, you know, and put her whole heart into it and want it to look amazing. So that's been a lot of fun. And then of course, also just, talking about the chapter. And so I'll write the chapter and I'll have her read it. And I'll say, okay, what pictures were in your mind? What do you want to draw? And it was really cool because whatever I already had thought, she had thought the same. So that was really cool. We were on the same page of what picture we thought kids would want to see. So that was really fun just to collaborate and talk and just have, you know, just have something fun to do with my sweet girl. So have a cool project to do together. Make a dream come true.
That's like a whole nother level of a bonding experience. Not just reading
it. It is.
Yes, not just reading it together, but writing and illustrating it together. That's a beautiful thing. And I love that you two did that together. How has Riley reacted to like the launch of the book and like, you know, receiving reviews and things like that? Is she still excited?
Yes. I mean, she is a teenager, so she's like, you know, this tries to play it off and be cool and stuff. Like, you know, she doesn't, but she, she's very proud of these books. And I think, she's really great with children as well and has a heart for kids. Like, she loves working with kids at our church and stuff. And I think what's cool with her is that she's lived this journey and struggling her whole life of trying to get these skills down and just having a fun, you know, she's like, Mom, I wish I would have had a fun book like this that would have helped me remember these skills and tools. And the other thing is, which you have a podcast where, you know, people are listening that are moms that are trying to look for books to read and talk with their kids, but not every kid is blessed with families like that. And so, you know, when we wrote it where a kid could actually read this book. And even if they didn't have a parent or someone to sit down with them and talk about it, they can go get a list and be like, I want to be like Riley Madison. And I'm going to make a list because kids know that they struggle and they know, hey, I've had a bad, you know, morning before. Like, and we tried to make Riley Madison very relatable. And, you know, that way kids could be like, yes, I've not been able to find my homework or I've not been able to find my shoes. And hey, I can be like Riley and I can put it all together the night before and make a list. And, you know, even at the end of the book, Riley writes a letter to the children of how, or, you know, to the readers of, hey, this is what works for me and this is what helps. And so, I mean, it's phenomenal if kids have parents that will sit down and really be consistent and help them really get that in their schedule. But even if kids don't have that, the books are written where they can read it and they can go make their list, you know, and try and be like Riley Madison.
Yes. So a couple things, I wanted to go back to because you said that Riley was very relatable, and she is. And I loved how in the book you really dug into the thought process of what was going on in Riley's head when she realized that she was late with something or she wasn't as prepared. And like the mm-hmm. things that she was thinking, especially in the beginning when the teacher told her to get a book. She didn't have time to read a book when the first day of school. They had to do certain things when they got to the classroom, and then they, you know, had to read a book, and she didn't have time because everything was like so rushed and things went awry for her. And we really heard like her thoughts, like what she was thinking about not being prepared. And I think as kids read that, they'll be able to relate to that and say, you know, like you said, I've felt that before, you know, I've been through that. And not only have I been through that, but this is how to fix it. Right. And so that's mm-hmm. when we get into how we talk about all the time, you know, books as tools. And like you said, whether we have a children have parents to read it to them or they read it on their own. It's just, you know, just such a great tool. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you
that.
So much. Well, thanks. I hope kids do learn from it. I mean, that's our heart, and use it. And when they're 50 years old making lists, they'll be thinking back to, hey, I'm like Riley Madison making my list. So
we still have those days, even as adults, when we're, you know, having something to do and we didn't prepare as well. And we're in front of the mirror getting distracted, trying to get ready for work or something the next day. So
absolutely. I mean, real life consequences for sure. I had a friend, she is a family therapist, and she was telling me, June, I'm just so, you know, I love the story behind, I love the heart behind your book and the tools that you're teaching. She works in middle school and high schools. And she's like, if these kids would learn these strategies at a young age, mm-hmm. I would not be seeing them in my office at middle school and high school if they were, or had they had already mastered these, you know, these skills and tools, because that's what helps them navigate life and get ready to move on to like middle school and high school and college. And just like us adults, we have more things hitting us and so many things on our minds that we have to do. And so when we can learn these tools of, okay, I need to get focused, put it on the list. This, I still make to-do list, you know, and actually after I make a to-do list, I'm such a dork, but after I make a to-do list, I feel so much better. I'm like, okay, now I know what I need to do. Because before I'm like, oh, with this and this and this and this, you know? And so, that was really encouraging to hear her, you know, say that. She's like, kids need your story. And so, and I do believe with all my heart, they do need to hear Riley Madison's story.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they really do. And, so time just kind of flew, June.
Oh, it did. We're done. Oh my God, almost done. Aww.
Time just kind of flew, but there are some things that I really want to make sure we get in, because I do get requests in the group for books for, children that have ADHD. And so I just want to kind of hear from you. I know that Riley was diagnosed. What kind of things should parents be looking for if they're kind of thinking their child might have ADHD?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Well, obviously, the thing that my husband and I did first is, of course, being a teacher, I knew a lot of things to look for. And I was like, I really think she's got this. She's doing a lot of signs, even at four. Like I was seeing, you know, stuff with her, but I knew what to look for. We actually got online and we Googled, because Google is awesome to like give you just quick stuff of like what to look for. And I tell you, the first time we did it, my husband and I looked at it together, and actually we started crying, because we realized we had this little girl that we needed to change our parenting ways, because we needed to learn new strategies that would work for her and the way that her mind worked, because she wasn't like us, you know. And but then after that, I found some books, you know, I can actually email you later. They're all up in my closet. I've kept a lot of them, and I can't remember all the names of them right now. It's been a while since I've read through all of them. Mm-hmm. But there's some that actually the kid reads with you. And I really love those, because, you know, you have to wait till they're at an age where they're ready for that. But Riley was really enjoyed reading those books with me, which they're more great books to like talk about, okay, this is what's going on. And she would even be like, yes, that's how my brain works. And it was kind of cool watching her read that, because she was like almost feeling like she was being understood, or that yes. that was okay for her, or that was normal for her, and that mm-hmm. she's not alone. Like, there's lots of kids that struggle this way. But yeah, I would be happy to put those. I can go up tonight and look and get the exact titles of the books, and I can post them in the comments or something for people to, you know, check out if they would like. So
that's awesome. That would be so helpful, because I know yeah. there are a few, you know, people, and even for, you know, those who don't think their child has ADHD, all these tools are just so helpful for all of us. So, so that's great. So before we go, is there anything else on your heart to share about your books?
Oh my goodness. Man, we've covered a lot. I think we've covered most of what I would, you know, what I would want to share. I guess that, you know, the up and coming, a lot of my readers, my little readers are like, Miss June, are there going to be more? And some of them have even said, it ended too soon. Like, I wanted to see what happened more with Riley Madison. And so mm-hmm. we are super excited. We're putting out the second book in Riley Madison this summer, and she's going to be learning the superpower of time. So Riley Madison's going to be learning all about time management, which is another really big skill, you know, for kids, even to get them motivated to do stuff.
Yes.
So that's going to be coming out this summer with, and she goes to camp. She's going to be learning all about time management at summer camp. So I've had so much fun writing it, and, you know, putting more funny stories in it. And, so look forward to more, you know, it's a series. So we're going to continue adding, tools that Riley has learned to be successful in life with each book. So.
Well, I'm excited to see more on Riley, to see more from both of you. And I'll ask you this, but so what age group did you say this book was intended for, the series?
You know, really elementary is the heart of the story. Kindergartners, it's too hard for them to read by themselves. But I've had friends that have read it to their 5 and 6 year olds, and yes. They're like, I read it to my kids and we're reading one chapter and then we're going to bed. And they're mm-hmm. like, no, keep reading, Mom, you know, and they weren't able to read it independently, but they still really enjoyed the story and could learn the skill behind it and the tool. But probably second, third, fourth, you know, fifth for sure is definitely going to be able to read it independently.
Yes. So I always tell people in the group, don't shy away from reading above your child's reading level, you know, to
absolutely.
Them. We continue mm-hmm. to read out loud to them. This is a book that I read to Aiden. He's 6. He'll be 7. He's in first grade. And I read it to him. And June was saying that, you know, you have a friend who she read it to her 5-year-old. So really, you know, all ages. I enjoy this as an adult. So you'll enjoy reading this to your kids. This is an excellent book to use as a tool in your home, you know, to converse about it and talk to your kids and develop lists together. Riley began to, you know, hold the family accountable for making lists for themselves. So, you know, that's good to start as a family as well. I'll post a link to June's book in the group, but you can find her at juneacres.com. And she's also on IG at the link on the screen, acres.june. And we just loved you being here today. I'm going to go over to the comments and see if anybody has any questions before we go.
All right.
All right. A lot of people saying hello. They love that you teach piano.
Oh, awesome.
Somebody said amazing art, Riley. And it really is.
I will let her know that. Thank you.
Somebody said, yes, you're never ready. You're never ready to be a mom or a parent, no matter how much you think you prepare.
So true.
Yep. Yes, Teresa, kids definitely do not notice messes. They really don't. So many people, and you'll be able to see this in the group, but so many people are saying they need this book for their kids. We have somebody on that their child has ADHD. They need this book for their child. Aww. Somebody said it sounds like a good TV series for kids.
Oh, maybe so. Hey, the sky's the limit, right? So,
Somebody said, if you can answer this from beginning to end, how long did it take to write the book?
I started Probably writing the book because a lot of crazy stuff happened. COVID happened. My kids ended up all being home, you know, being home with school. And so I lost a lot of writing time because I was having to teach my kids. But honestly, this book took a little bit longer than typical, I believe, but it took me a good, it took me about probably 10 months to have it completed and have all the editing done and then, you know, rewrite and ready for it to be published. So.
Okay. All right.
And to get my daughter to meet her deadlines with her art.
Riley and I have that in common. Oh, God. Okay. Well, June, I loved you being here. This was an awesome chat. I can't wait to go into the comments and converse more with everybody that's watching in the group. If there's nothing else, we'll end it for tonight. I'm kind of sad about that. This was great.
Aw, thank you. You've been so much fun to talk to, Quinn. And thank you for having me on your podcast.
Oh, no problem. Thank you so much. Thank you, everybody, for watching. You all have a great night. I'll post links in the group right after this. Thank you, everybody.
Bye.